how did you feel when you heard that Muammar Gaddafi was dead?
Well, a lot of mixed emotions. I somehow felt that this would get resolved in one way or another eventually, but I was not prepared for it this morning, as you can well imagine. But it also made me think about perhaps now there was hope for the Libyan people who have been so disenfranchised under such a tyrannical leader all of these years, that perhaps they would be able to enjoy some of the freedoms that we take for granted in this country.
You had said last year when word came from his justice minister that he did have knowledge that he ordered the bombing of Pan Am 103 and had covered it up, that you weren't surprised and you thought justice would come at the hands of the Libyan people.
That's correct. And I think that this had a very just conclusion, although I would have preferred to see Mr. Gaddafi tried in the world court for his crimes against humanity.
Do you think it could have been accomplished?
Yes, I do. As you look at the world scene today, and as you look at the insurrection that is taking place in so many of the countries, especially those in the Middle East, when I see that kind of passion and energy, I see that if this is channeled appropriately, it can certainly bring about some wonderful outcomes.
As a mother, you lost a daughter all those years ago, and you know that this was the man who ordered her killing. How do you stop and think about her and what happened on a day like this?
Well, I never have to stop to think about her. She is with me in spirit every single day. You know, there's an elephant in the room. The only problem is that not everyone acknowledges the elephant. But I know that the value of Nicole's life and the many people she touched in so many ways, that really is where I get my energy to go forth and to try to spread a little bit of joy in life.
This doesn't really bring you any sort of happiness or satisfaction personally, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It is I do believe life is random. And we all have obstacles in our lives to overcome, many of which are far more horrendous than mine. And I think we have to try to make the best of what life gives us.
Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.